setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do that, and how you can get there. It is about your dream, discovering the dream, and then realizing the dream. And we're going to talk about that through your work. Imagine getting up and heading into a job that allows you to do what you do best. Do work that you love and produce a result that matters to you. Mondays are going to take on a whole different feeling. And folks, that's not possible. Excuse me. Sorry, folks, that is possible. It's not a pipe dream. I just combined, it's not a pipe dream and it is possible. I got so excited. But folks, it really is possible. No matter who's in the White House, by the way, it is possible. It's not a pipe dream. You can do it. And I want to be your guide to help you do it. Folks are doing it every day, making great progress. Never been a better time to get after it. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. Let's get going. Minneapolis, Minnesota is where we're going to start. Koo is on the line. Koo, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing today?
I am living the dream, sir. How can I help?
Hey, so this interview kind of have come at a better time. This Friday, I have an interview for pharmacy school from 10 to 2. And what tips and advice would you give to someone like me who hasn't interviewed in quite some time?
Great. And is this to be accepted into the school?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you have any idea, have they told you ahead of time anything about the interview itself and the type of things they're going to be going over? Or is it just largely you just don't know what to expect?
So I do know that, so it's going to be through a Zoom call, but then they didn't tell me anything about the interview, and they sent out an interview when they invited me, telling me that they're going to send me all the material on Thursday.
Okay, great. So you'll have more information. Okay. All right, so here's the key. And I'm going to give you a free PDF that we have on our website already called How to Win the Interview. So that's at my website right now, kencoleman.com, but you can go download it, make sure that you have the link. But here's what you want to do, okay? Let's first talk about the fact that it's going to be a Zoom interview. I want you to treat this like it's an in-person interview, even though you're going to be in front of a computer. So I want you to get dressed, wear the same outfit, look sharp, the whole nine yards. You know, you don't have to wear a suit and tie if it's not, you know, this is a school. So just look sharp, you know, just look put together, iron your shirt for heaven's sakes, you know, make sure your sweater's not wrinkled, whatever you're going to wear, and get dressed and look exactly like you would if you were going to go into their offices for an interview. Okay. Make sure that you test the Zoom ahead of time, you know, make sure that you've got a good backdrop, nothing distracting behind you. Make sure the lighting is good. The sound works. You got to all that stuff. And from there, you're all set as far as the Zoom part. Now, when you get the materials tomorrow, I mean, I want you to treat this like you go over this like your life depends on it. And I don't know what the materials are. You don't either. So some of it may just be informational in nature. Some of it may be, you know, educational in there telling you what to be prepared to discuss. That's what I want you to lock in on. And then beyond that, I want you to use the PDF that you're going to get for free from us. And I want you to think about the questions you're going to be asked, the types of questions you could be asked. I want you to think through it. And then as you're thinking through those questions, play out your answers. And if you got to get in front of a mirror and do it and record yourself, great. But really practice the type of things you might say. And I don't want you writing it down to where you're tempted to read it during the interview, but just really think through it. And then the last piece I want you to think through, and again, I guide you through this in this PDF we're going to send you. And that is we guide you through the questions that you can ask, the types of questions that you can ask when it's your turn. After you've answered their questions, there will be moments where you can ask questions. And this is where you stand out as a prospective student. this is where you look really special. If you say things like what we're going to tell you to ask, like what kind of a student wins in this program? You know, what do you feel are the elements of success coming out of this program and representing this program well? Those are two questions, the type of things I want you to ask, because it implies that you're very thoughtful and that you're a serious person, which you are. And it just makes you look even more prepared. And so the key is, the theme of this is relentless preparation leads to reflexive performance. If you fill your brain up, Koo, with the stuff that I'm going to tell you to fill it up with, and you really prepare, when you're in the moment and you're in this pressure-filled situation, your brain's going to do what it's designed to do. It's like a supercomputer. And all you're doing is loading in the software that's necessary. So hang on the line. And let's just make sure he knows where to go. He can download it. Anybody listening can download the How to Win the Interview Guide. It's one of our three free Get Hired guides at kencoleman.com. And it will set you up. It's been a wildly popular free resource, How to Win the Interview. And we tell you how to prepare as far as your clothing, your body language, the questions you'll be asked, and the questions that you need to ask. It is gold. I should be charging for it, but I love you folks so much. So go get it. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama, where Amy is waiting. Amy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, how are you?
Amy, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
I have a question about talking salary with a potential employer.
All right.
I had an interview yesterday. Went well. Your guide did help me.
Yay!
But they did take me off guard by asking me, you know, within the first two people that I talked to an additional person as well. But in the first round of the interview, I assume they asked me, okay, what's your salary range? I left, I kind of, you know, glossed over it and I didn't feel comfortable answering it at that point, although maybe I should have, but we're at the day after. So I will need to follow it with an email after my written thank you note, of course.
Well, hold on a second. Did you tell them in the moment that you'd rather think about it, sleep on it, and get back to them? Or do you literally just completely ole, 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 bullfighter? What happened?
Oh, I can't remember. I think it was kind of in the middle of the two.
Okay.
But I am, it is a very specific position with a specific set of skills that I do have.
Yeah. So did the interview go well after that?
Yeah, it did. It went fine.
Okay. So you just really never directly answered them.
Correct. So I will need to follow up. The second person that would be my direct supervisor did say, hey, you know, make sure you follow up with him about your salary.
Oh, okay, good. So there was some conversation. That's what I was trying to figure out. It wasn't this awkward thing left hanging. Well, here's the deal. This is pretty simple stuff as far as what you tell them. You've got to do your research, and you've got to find out what the range, what the marketplace tells you is a, you know, a range of salary for somebody of your skill set and your experience. And then you've got to compare that range with what you believe you want to make. And you've got to have a number where you go, I'm not interested if it's not this number or higher. That's how you come up with the number. And then you got to prove how you came up with that number and then be confident with it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The job search, as you know, out there looking all the time, is this still a good time to move? The answer is yes. The job market is hot, hot, hot. But the job search can be filled with long, lonely hours on the computer and countless attempts to get noticed. And you didn't hear anything back. It's like a steady diet of discouragement. ZipRecruiter gets it. No one wants to feel alone in their job search. That's why ZipRecruiter's artificial intelligence does so much work for you. Job seekers, you need to feel the love by going and signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, that is ZipRecruiter.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move up. Move up the ladder. That's right. Position, pay, purpose. We're helping you level up. You know there's more to work than just a J-O-B. We want to help you win in all of those areas. That's pretty darn good. Alex, the producer, we need to write that down. We help you level up in pay, right? The profession and purpose. I don't even know if those are the three words I said. I think I added another one in there. Every once in a while, folks, I say something. I think, well, that's good. I probably should write that down. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Waynesville, Missouri. Brooks joins us there. Brooks, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Wayne. What's up? Oh, excuse me, Brooks. Sorry, Brooks. Brooks from Waynesville. I got all mixed up. Go ahead, Brooks. What's going on?
So my question is, I'm currently an Army officer, and I make about $110,000 a year, and I'm looking to get out in about 2 years from now, and everything that I'm looking to do or I think I would enjoy only pays about 35 to 45 starting out. I don't want to stay in the Army just for the money, but I don't really know how to complete the the goal of doing something that I like.
Well, I want to dig into that, but first I want to say thank you for your service. You're a great American.
Thank you.
So what are we looking to go into that only pays 35 to 40 to start out?
So I took the career assessment and just based off of what I am liking or think I might like, something in the trades or construction management, maybe an electrician or something like that. The problem is I have no experience in those, and it's a 6-7 year commitment to get to the pay that I'm at right now. And I'll be like 35 before basically just starting over.
What do you do in the military now?
I'm an Army officer, so I'm at school right now, but it's mainly managing people.
Exactly. I knew the answer. I wanted you to say that right there. I wanted you to say that you're an officer in one of the greatest organizations in the world, and you are leading people. So if you want to move into construction management, yes, there are some technical factors at play, but the reality is that you moving into a larger or mid-size construction firm, whether it be residential or corporate construction, I don't think it's as big a leap as you think it is. I could be wrong, but I don't think it is, because companies that are looking for somebody who know how to lead people, man, you're off the charts qualified for that. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, then. So I think what you're looking at is you're going, well, Ken, I want to move into the trades. But do you want to be working with your hands in the trades for a 7 to 10 year period, or you want to eventually own your own business? What would be up the ladder? Because you're talking about getting in to some trades, but what would the end result, the dream, look like?
Be to own my own business, either on the electrician or the construction side.
Yeah. So here's what I know. I know you've got 2 years to do your homework and make some connections. I know you've got 2 years to potentially even get some qualifications while you're still in the military. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And so the reality is what do we need to do financially to be able to make the transition? So we've got some homework we've got to do to answer that question. Could you jump into a leadership position overseeing a team of people that are all experts in what they're doing, but you're in a management position? Do you have to be a skilled tradesman as a carpenter, for instance, to be a leader in a construction firm? What do you think the answer is?
Probably not.
That's what I thought. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, I got 2 years to do homework. Well, you can do this homework in less than 2 days, 2 weeks max. And now we come out of this and we go, okay, now I can see entry points that are much closer to the $110,000 that I make. Okay. I'm going to challenge you to do more homework, even on the electrician stuff. I don't believe you're correct that it would take you 7 years to make $110,000 as an electrician. I don't believe that for a second. And I want you to go prove me wrong. I'm okay if I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I've put out posts on social media recently, even on Instagram and TikTok, where we talked about positions like an electrician that don't require a college degree and how much money you can make. And you wouldn't believe how much money people are making. So what you've got to do is you've got to get super clear on what the future landscape actually looks like, not what you just, I did some cursory research and I'd have to start out making 35 as an electrician and go, okay, what can I do in the meantime in the military? What training can I get? What qualifications can I get so that I can step right into it? Now, poke some holes. Anything that I'm saying that doesn't square or that you've got questions about?
No, it's just the whole starting over from the beginning. I'm going to be almost 30 when I get out of the military. And from what I've seen, just going into those trades and the schooling and stuff for it, it's, you know, 18, 19-year-olds, and I don't want to be 40 getting back to where I'm at now.
But you won't. You keep coming back to that. That's just not true. I don't know where you've concocted this story. You're coming out.
When I was looking at it, you have to be, to own your own electrician business, you have to go through the apprenticeship and the journeyman and then the licensed electrician and then the master electrician is where you can own your own business and hire other electricians. And that whole apprenticeship and journeyman is, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Okay, but my point is, do you want to do that or not? Because you're talking to a guy, and I don't know if you know my story or not. I'll give you the short version. I was 33 years of age when I decided to move into broadcasting. I had no degree, no experience, hardly any connections at all, and I did it. It took me 7 years to get to Ramsey Solutions and 3 more years to step into the dream job. You're talking to the wrong guy if that's your big thing. Either you want that future or you don't, and you've got a really good gig in the military right now. And I don't think you have to start at $35,000 a year. Maybe you do, but I don't think you'd have to do that for very long. And if you got to get another side hustle to juice that and you save up some money and you're a young guy and you make sure you have no debt, you do whatever it takes. But I think coming out of the military, you got 2 years head start to make connections with people who'd be willing to go, you know what, you get this basic electrician training, I'll start you at higher than that and I'll help you and I'll walk this through with you. But you haven't even explored that yet, have you?
No.
Now, listen, I've given you ample opportunity because I'm like, you're a hero to me. I want to help you, okay? I've given you ample opportunity to disagree with me, and you haven't yet. And that's because you either, A, haven't done enough research to know absolutely that I'm a little bit ambitious and I'm a little bit too positive, and I don't have a grasp of the facts, and that may be true. I don't think it is. But there is a way for you to do this.
I think you're right. It's just sounds a whole lot simpler coming from you than all the stuff running around in my mind.
I get it. But you know what you're doing? You're focusing on all the little steps, and you're focusing on the journey. And you know what you're not focusing on? The destination. What's it like? I want you to just spend a little bit of time. You may think this is silly, so don't tell anybody you're doing it. Go somewhere where nobody can see you. I want you to sit under a tree, go to your favorite place outside. I want you to get totally quiet, and I want you to sit there and make yourself dream, make yourself visualize what it would look like and feel like and sound like and all the things if you own your own electrician firm 10 years from now. Will you agree to do that?
Yes.
Because you know what your problem is? You're focused on, man, I'm an officer in the Army right now. I make $110,000, and I'm going to have to go backwards a little bit, and I'm going to have to build my way through and slog my way through to get where I want to go. You know what? Boo freaking who? I had to do it, and you got to do it. So you need to decide, young man, what do you want your future to look like? And I think you know. Then you got to sign up. Get after it. Don't call me, folks, going, well, I'm going to have to go backwards and go a little slow. I did it. You got to do it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose, I'm Ken Coleman, and this is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, toll free. We'll change your name, location, industry, whatever we can do to protect you, because we know that there's sensitivity around these calls. But I'm telling you, it's a free call, and I'm here for you. We can help you get clear so that you have the confidence to move forward, whichever stage that you are in of the seven stages. Get clear, stage one. Get qualified, stage two. Get connected, stage three. Get started, stage four. Get promoted, stage five. Get the dream job, stage six. Stage seven, give yourself away. You're working for impact only. The income is there. The notoriety, all that's there. Now you're working for impact. We want to help you get there. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Toronto, Canada. Roman joins us. Roman, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Mr. Coleman.
Hey, Roman.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Mr. Coleman, I called a month ago and you helped me navigate my finances through, you know, college and how I should plan ahead for the next years to come. Mr. Coleman, I'm dealing with another predicament right now. I'm passionate about, let's say, multiple things. And just to give you a little bit of context, so recently we had like a sports tryout for the national team, Canadian national team, and I was selected for that.
Whoa. That's awesome. Hold on. What sport are we talking about?
It's cricket. It's not very popular in the States, unfortunately, but yeah, in Canada, it's getting popular.
Good for you.
It's just like Mr. Coleman, and the problem is that, like, you know, at a local level, you can actually, if you're talented, of course, you can do better than others, right? But once you get to the international stage, or once you get to that certain level, everyone is talented. And at that point, you really have to, like, you know, devote yourself towards that one thing. The problem is that, like, I want to become a scientist, and that's a career, and it's a very demanding career on its own.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be you know, tied up in like 3-4 different things, and at the end of like 10 years or 15 years, I'm mediocre at 5 different things. That's not something I want to
so
do.
What's your question? Because I think this is a pretty clear choice based on how you've presented it to me. What's your question that you want me to weigh in on?
Mr. Coleman, there's another thing that I wanted to do as well, which is I want to start a YouTube channel for education. I'm a dual citizen. I moved from Pakistan to Canada 5 years ago, and I feel like, you know, there's a need for education in Pakistan, and I want to start a YouTube channel because I'm bilingual. I can speak English and the language that's spoken there.
So what are you choosing? So what are you choosing between? Are you saying I've got the cricket, the national cricket team? That's a big deal. All right. But, you know, it's high level. It's representing the country. And so these are all pros. This is really good. And you're going to have to go all in on that for a season. Am I still correct so far? All right. And you want to be a scientist. And I remember, you know, kind of vaguely you talking about that. And then you also want to do this YouTube channel. So I think you could do all three. I just don't think you can do all three at once. And I think you've created a false narrative that that you have to just choose one and only one, or else you're going to be this jack of all trades, master of none, which is an American statement, if that makes any sense to you. And you're going to be doing five things. I just think that's a false narrative. So what it boils down to is this. If you want to pursue a career in science, then go do that. But that doesn't keep you from doing a YouTube channel. A YouTube channel is on your time. And if you want to do an educational thing, I think that the dream job, which is what you're doing with most of your day, is the science role. But a labor of love that could be a side hustle that could turn into something really amazing is a YouTube channel. But I don't think you have to choose between being a scientist and doing a YouTube channel. Now, you might have to choose one day if, and this is a giant if, the YouTube channel spits off so much revenue and it becomes such a thing that you're going to have to choose. Well, then that's still a good problem, if you could call it that, to have. Now, choosing to be on the cricket team, that's also a situational choice. You're not going to be on the cricket team for the rest of your life, right? Yep. At some point you age out or somebody else is better than you and whatever. So I think that you have to simplify what's before you and go, do I really want to be on the cricket team? So I'm going to ask you, do you really, 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 really want to be a cricket player at that level?
I mean, I love cricket. I understand the game pretty much. I think every time, like, I, you know, watch the game, I seem to, like, understand it better than a lot of people sometimes.
Okay, hold on a second. So, Roman, you are a world-class overanalyzer, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, stop. I want you to answer the question. Yes or no? I'm going to ask it again. I don't want you to hear how I'm asking it. and I want you to say yes or no. Roman, do you want to sacrifice the time, the physical, the mental, whatever the financial implications? Are you willing to do this and give everything you've got to be a world-class cricket player for your country? Are you willing to do that? Do you want to? Do you want to do it? To put all that's got to be put into that, to play at that level, do you want to do it? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right then. So that means that we're going to probably, I'm guessing, correct me if I'm wrong, delay the journey to be a scientist. Is that true?
I mean, Mr. Coleman, last time when we spoke, you actually advised me to save money. Before I start my, you know, college and university.
Okay, well,
and you told me,
being a cricket player, allow you to stock some money up while you're playing for the national team, and then when you're done and you decide that season's done, then you begin the path towards getting the education to become a scientist.
I mean, there's not much money. I mean, it's a growing sport in Canada. So right now, there's not much money in there.
So if you want to play cricket, you take the. I think you should do it. You're going to regret it if you don't. When you're an old man. So you do it. But then what day jobs can you do while you're on the cricket team that will allow you to save up money, cut your expenses, save money to be able to move into the science path when you're done with cricket? Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Then do it. I've already told you that, sounds like. So do it.
Yep.
You're going to regret this if you don't do it. If you don't take the opportunity to be on the national cricket team, you're going to regret it. Now, once you're a year, two, or three seasons into it, or however, if you feel like, all right, I got the juice off of that. That was an amazing accomplishment. Now I'm ready, and I've been able to save the money, because you got to save up the money to be able to move into a very expensive educational path to become that scientist that you want to become. Now, don't forget that you can do YouTube while you're doing all the other stuff. May not be able to do it to the level that you eventually want to, but there's nothing stopping you from starting it. And in fact, I think in this case, I think it's actually important that while you're on the national cricket team, that's a big deal. Start the YouTube channel. Get it going. There's nothing stopping you from at least getting it going. You could do a bunch of videos, test some things. You don't have to make it public. But I think it's important for you, a guy who overthinks everything, and I am able to identify people who overanalyze things because that's what I do. Takes one to know one, I think was the old phrase, Joe. It's really important for people who struggle with overthinking things to actually do something. That's why I've said many times on the show, you've heard me almost interrupt people and go, hey, listen to me. Stop thinking and start doing. And I think Roman and I think a lot of other people out there need to hear this. You need to stop thinking and start doing. But if I stand there and I look at the path or multiple paths to my future, and I want you all to just picture almost like a painting of a human being, and we see their back, the back of their head and the back of their shoulders, and we see in the painting multiple paths that are leading forward in the distance. This standing there and scanning all of the different paths turns into a habit. We just keep scanning. Well, what about this one? Well, this could be good. And just before we start to take a step, we go, well, what about this one? What about this one? What about this one? And if we're not careful, paralysis of analysis sets in. Stop thinking, start doing. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, remember that you matter and you do have what it takes to do what you were born to do. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Everyday Millionaires.
Ordinary people built extraordinary wealth, and you can too. On Everyday Millionaires, you'll learn how millionaires live on less than they make, avoid debt, invest, and are disciplined and responsible. Listen to Everyday Millionaires wherever you listen to podcasts.